You said lynx, other megafaunas or animals that could be reintroduced, maybe wolves, bears, bison. So how viable do you think it is to reintroduce animals like that, and what other animals could we potentially reintroduce into the UK?
Yeah, we have a whole suite of potentials because quite a lot has been lost from the UK. So reindeer, moose, bison, wild horse, Irish elk, bears. And in terms of what would be best to go for next, I mean, we've had success with beavers as our first mammal reintroduction. Beavers are special because they're ecosystem engineers. They kind of have a net positive effect on biodiversity where they're found. I think, despite recent stories, moose are quite a hard sell because they are dangerous. You know, they're not like, we always, you know, think of herbivores as, oh, they eat plants. They're not an issue, but the herbivores are the ones that are going to trample you, gore you, knock you down, collide with your car, really make you have a bad day. And certainly in places where moose are found, I'm thinking about like Sweden, then number of fatalities from collisions with moose are really high.
Right.
And that's really something that possibly because we've lived without them for so long, we don't fully appreciate at the moment. My preferred species for reintroduction would be the lynx, because we don't have any large carnivores in the UK anymore, and our largest carnivores, badger or fox, which are essentially scavengers. The lynx only went extinct in the UK around about the Middle Ages, almost certainly due to habitat modification by humans. It is entirely inoffensive. Unlike moose, unlike reindeer, nobody's ever been killed by a lynx. They couldn't do it. They're not strong enough and angry enough. They're very secretive, shy creatures. And they eat deer, which is the one thing we've got far too much of in this country.
Yeah.
You know, instead of paying people to go out and cull deer, we could just release a few lynx and let them do it naturally. So that would be my preferred next subject for reintroduction. And it's been done. So we have lots of good data for how to do a successful lynx reintroduction. They've been introduced to parts of Switzerland, parts of the Balkans as well. And it doesn't take a huge number of individuals to do it successfully. The real question, and the one that I think has been on a lot of people's minds since the discovery of those lynx outside earlier this year, is the idea of getting the local populations on site. So if we were to reintroduce lynx to parts of the Highlands and Northumberland, we'd have to be certain that the local people supported it. And in particular, we'd have to have schemes in place to protect the lynx and the livelihoods of the people that already lived there.
Yeah.
We know that lynx do take the occasional domestic animal, like sheep or goats and things like that. But there are kind of well understood schemes where we can minimize that, and where, you know, their compensation can be paid to people who are affected. Parts of Scandinavia have similar farming systems to the UK, and they live quite happily with lynx and bear and wolf for the most part, because the people accept that they're part of the natural environment. There are schemes in place to make sure that people are compensated if it affects how they live their lives.
Has there been illegal or sneaky introductions of the lynx in the UK, or is there literally just no evidence of them roaming our land at the moment?
Well, there has. In the news, like about 4 or 5 months ago, there's all over the place about how they found not just one, but 4 lynx being dumped at Kingussie, which is only about an hour's drive from where I am just now in Inverness. And yeah, there's still a lot of questions to be answered about what was going on there. I did get a lot of messages from friends asking what I knew about it, being guilty by association, being interested in reintroduction and living quite close to where it happened. But, you know, hands up, it was nothing to do with me. I don't have any answers. But, you know, lynx aren't the kind of thing that you could just pick up in the corner shop.
Yeah.
They're at the Kincraig Wildlife Park now, where they're hopefully going to stay for the rest of their lives. But I think there's questions to be asked of where they come from. How did they get into the UK? That takes serious money. It's not something you can do on a whim. I think it'd be good to know where the buck stops. Where did the money come from? Where was the organizing? And yeah, it's a shame that it was done that way, because I think it's kind of reintroduced the question, but in a bad way. It made people kind of suspicious and wary of things just because of the kind of publicity that it received and the unethical way it was done.
Yeah, well, it must have been strategic, and it makes you think, surely it came from a zoo or an organization like that, or a charity maybe. It's really interesting.
There are so many questions. I mean, the animals themselves seem to be quite habituated humans, which is a bad sign from the start. That's the one thing you don't want your reintroduced animals to have, is a lack of fear to humans. There are places you could quite easily pick up the lynx, but they're all quite far away. I hope they're doing some kind of genetic test to figure out where these animals have been prior to turning up in community. That could help narrow the scope a little bit. My best guess, if I had to put money on where these animals came from, I would say somewhere in Russia. Probably pick one up for very little money. Yeah, people keep them as pets occasionally out there. The difficult part is getting it from Eurasia to the UK undetected. You know, it's not the kind of thing you can just take on your EasyJet as a support animal. That must have been quite expensive after that was done.
What about wolves and bears? Have there been any reintroductions of those in the UK before?
Not that I know of, but certainly as long as I've been alive, there's been discussions of reintroducing wolves. We only went extinct a few hundred years ago. But unlike lynx, wolves are dangerous to humans. There's no doubt about that. People that live beside wolves occasionally get attacked, occasionally get killed by them. And so they're a much harder sell than the lynx, which are inoffensive to humans. So, I mean, there are places where you can see wolves in the UK. So there are, I don't know if it's actually happened yet, but I have heard that some states are trying to bring in fenced enclosures of wolves to see how that goes. And there's wolves in particular. But yeah, aside from it, essentially just a big park, I don't see it being acceptable to the people that live in the UK. The risk, I think we're just not comfortable enough with nature to accept the risks that many people who do live alongside wild animals are quite happy to.
Yeah, but how dangerous are they? Because I've heard other people say that they're scared of humans and they won't be a threat, and if they take some sheep, you can subsidize that. So are they genuinely statistically a threat to humans living near them?
Certainly in North American wolves, over the past century, no one's been even attacked by a wolf in North America. But other parts where wolves are found, South Asia, parts of East Asia as well, that they are more dangerous. So the Middle East as well, Iran, wolves there do have killed children. But then at the same time, we have to remember that we have dogs in this country, and dogs kill an awful lot of people just by being the numbers that they are and being around people all the time. I think humans as a whole are very bad at judging risk and deciding what is an acceptable risk. You could walk out of your house tomorrow and get flattened by a tree. That happens to people all the time, but nobody ever thinks it's going to happen to them. The same with living with wild animals. Yes, you could get eaten by a wolf, but chances are you're much more likely to get killed by a cow stampeding or fall off a ladder and kill yourself that way.
Does it go against our almost evolutionary or basic instincts to reintroduce things like wolves and bears? Because it feels like we're programmed to want to get rid of them.
Yeah, I'm not sure about evolutionary reasons, but certainly cultural reasons. If you think of our history with the wolf, nobody ever really has anything good to say about them. They are the bad guys in all of our stories, from the Bible to Brother Grimm. The wolf is the one thing that you don't want around, the one thing you don't want to be like. Even apart from the fact that occasionally we're on their menu, certainly they are the bad guy. The bear is a slightly more complex story, but the bear sometimes is the good guy, sometimes it's the bad guy. But yeah, certainly, again, very dangerous. There is a definite inherent risk of being around bears. And so, yeah, it does make it a hard sell. The problem with the UK compared to parts of Europe is that because we're an island, any reintroductions have to be human mediated. It's not like the examples of wolf recovery in the Netherlands, where they can just walk from their nearest population into the Netherlands, or, you know, lynx expanding into parts of Slovakia or Slovenia, where they can just walk. If we're going to be serious about reintroduction in the UK, then we have to bring them in. Like, we have to physically transport them onto our little island.
And they're here to stay because they can't swim. So what would be the benefits, potentially, of a lynx reintroduction? You said about managing deer populations, but I was just wondering if there are any other...
Yeah, I think that would be a huge benefit. If you look at examples of things like beavers, red kites, and white-tailed eagles, ecotourism would be another natural benefit. People spend lots of money, lots of time going to see white-tailed eagles in Mull. People spend lots of money. I've spent money myself going to see reintroduced beavers in the UK, trying to spot them. So yeah, certainly, I think there would be a big sell for ecotourists wanting to go and see them. I know that in southern Spain, the Doñana Park, which is one of the strongholds of the Iberian Lakes, they make a lot of money from kind of tourists going to just observe the lakes, going out with trained guides to try and spot them. But my dad and my sister went to try and find Iberian Lakes earlier this year. They didn't see any, but they still had a great time. Even if there's a no-show, you're still employing somebody, contributing money to the economy, you know, encouraging respect for the animal, encouraging people to be trained as rangers or wildlife guides. So there's a huge number of, I think, positive knock-on effects from having these majestic animals around.
Yeah, I mean, as a wildlife photographer, having animals like that in the UK, I'd be spending so much money traveling to Scotland or buying a house in Scotland to try and photograph them. Ecotourism definitely is an industry to keep an eye on. I assume it's growing by the year.
I would think so. I mean, certainly places like Mull and Skye, which are rural economies, traditionally have not attracted a lot of investment. Certainly they're making the most of having killed eagles around. And so their fishermen in the off season can take their boats out to show people them flying around their nests. And so, yeah, it provides another viable investment stream for local people.